don't know that it's a priority at the local level, it doesn't necessarily make it into the STIP. If it makes this list, if it makes something all the way to the district level, they at least give it some a look, whether it's just scoping it, figuring out how much it's going to cost, what's the actual project that needs to happen. I always tell people, you know, we're looking at the need, not necessarily the specific project. So if the need is, we have a safety issue on this roadway, it's not really our job to figure out the exact solution. That's MoDOT's engineer's job to figure out the solution. So if we say there's a problem at this intersection, there's a problem on this road, we know we need something to happen here, MoDOT can then say, okay, well, we're going to put some money towards scoping and engineering work, trying to figure out what it is that's actually happening on this road and trying to make some improvements. So it may not be a brand new road or an extension, or a lot of communities want, you know, four laning where they have two lanes, but it could be turn lanes, it could be passing lanes, or it could be the surface, you know, changing the surface to have a higher friction. So something like that, that they can make minimal improvements that make a big impact with the limited funds that they have. But it also lets them know some of the bigger priorities. Their big priority is safety. So if there's a lot of safety problems we have, we need to make sure they're knowing about it at a local level, and this is sort of the mechanism for doing it. I think a lot of times what we found in other communities is they go straight to MoDOT with their issues, and they've been told there's a process for this. You need to follow the process. And they have a lot better luck when they go through the process. And Marshfield's getting a new interchange because after 30 years of arguing their case to the Highway Transportation Commission, they finally went through the regional process. They got it high on the list, and they just got a cost share funding for $15 million, and they're getting a new interchange on I-44. So in 5 years. It takes a while, but they're getting there. So that's just something I, you know, try to make sure people understand the process and that that's really what we're working towards. Your number one project last year was the East-West Bypass. I assume you want to keep that the number one priority for the county again. But I don't want to make assumptions. So if you have something different, I'm happy to change it. You know, your top three last year that we had on the list was thinking to construct a new 4.6-mile highway connection from Burst Street and Hollister to Highway 76 in Kirbyville. That was number one. Number two was upgrading 65 to freeway standards the entire length through Taney County. And number three was 160 from 76 to Casey Road, widen it and add a center two-way left turn lane to the center of Forsyth. So obviously, we can adjust them as we see fit. There's other ones on the list. We can move up and down. These are all on state routes, so it won't match your matrix that you do such a lot of maintaining, because we can't really do much for you on the local street, unfortunately. But I just want to get your feelings on those.
Well, certainly the Taney County Expressway, East-West Corridor Road, bypass, whatever we're going to call it, that's, I think, something on everyone's mind here. And I think that probably, we need a motion to forward that as the number one project. I'll go ahead and make that motion that remains on our number one project.
Motion has been made to keep the East-West Corridor as the top project. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Have you explained what the expressway through the town to the thoughts on it?
I haven't.
And the concrete bridge.
And we have it, but also divert traffic from BB and Coon Creek Road, providing an alternative to Coon Creek Road and that water condition, so that's being replaced. So that would be helpful. But yeah, if there's any new engineering or locations that have been rerouting or
certainly, they've done a great deal of work on this. And I don't know whether I'm the right spokesman to do this, but I mean, the county is engaged Great River Engineering, and the city of Hollister has been in multiple meetings with Great River on the same subject to at least the current phasing that the county has worked with is from the interchange. The county portion is actually from Maple Street to BB Highway. A portion of that goes through the city. Connectivity is going to be important to be able to have any type of score here. If you just have one city street to a letter highway, it probably isn't connected to the interchange, and there's been a great deal of work, so it's preliminary work moving forward in build grant format. Build grant on the list, and we have talked at partners, we talked at TAC. We did identify ourselves as being interested in build grant, and we talked with all the federal delegation, the fact that we would need their support if we are at a point where build grant can come into play. This has a very heavy safety impact on the Hollister school system, but Carlos is here, and we know that he's deeply concerned about the Kirbyville school system and their safety. And so I can't imagine that during the end of school, you're just here for a social call. You really have a message to deliver. So I guess I'll relinquish the floor to that. Carlos, if you want to talk about your view of this project.
Well, I definitely, personally, living there for 17, almost 18 years in the Forsyth Kirbyville area, and being at that school for 17 years, you know, I think this is, East West Road, whatever you want to call it, is vital. I think it's critical to relieving some of the issues that we have on Highway 76. This year alone, we put in solar flashers at our middle school to try to slow down the traffic. There's no turn lanes on 76. And I've written letters in the past, especially in front of our schools, but as the traffic increases, we've had buses hit, luckily, no students on them, but we've had buses totaled in front of the schools. Teachers hit, near misses, so we're just, by the grace of God, no fatalities. And as, you know, if nothing changes, pouring a bucket from the deep end into the shallow end is not going to change that for Kirbyville, the schools or the community. You know, if there's nothing that's not changed. I don't know what the latest change is on the road itself, whether where it ends or what the thought process, and that's why I'm here to find out more information.
Well, currently, it was approved to go ahead and connect from 76 all the way over to Birch and come. So that's what they're doing right now to apply for the build grant. And we're going to be doing a new bridge structure. It actually closes today at 2 o'clock. I think it's set 21 feet in the water elevation to the top of the deck. So we should never have any closure on concrete anymore. We feel that that's going to, like on the two, each end of Coon Creek, we're going to try to improve it from 25 mile an hour radius to 40 mile per hour. You know, widen the inside of the corner out. Right now it's only about one of them's about a 200 foot radius and the other one's about a 250. We're going to try to increase those as far as they can. Sharpness out of the curve. Add shoulder for the new components.
So, I guess preliminary was taking it to J somewhere between the schools, is that correct?
That was the original plan. Now, the question is whether or not the current plan to take it to DB and route it through Coon Creek initially is the end of the view of the East West Corridor Road, or at least it's an interim, is it just an interim phasing with additional effort needed to go to the large S curve east of JJ Highway coming out there? And that would put the current discussion that we have in the preliminary plan that I see are not involving the Kirbyville School District. If you use the other plans at some particular point, it goes south of the elementary school.
And they really the traffic in front of there.
Yeah, it does help the elementary school. I don't know that it'll do anything for the middle school on any of the plans for the corridor road.
Perhaps we should add that into the matrix.
I think the middle school really could be the beneficiary of turn lanes. Deceleration, acceleration lanes have been. I think that, in my estimation, merits getting on the matrix for the middle school.
Yeah. That's higher mile per hour. We can reduce it. It's reduced from 45 to 35 from the elementary right now. Middle school is 55 to 45.
So maybe the interim step in the future discussion is get the east-west corridor road as far as we can get it. Now, some of you that have been around long enough to know some of my philosophies is we started with trying to just get an interchange in Hollister, which made it very compelling to have a second bridge across Tanecoma, which made it really compelling to finish the last 9 miles of the highway. Well, eventually, when we get pieces of this, first of all, the bill isn't quite as large, and it makes a common sense solution much easier. So I think at least getting what's on the books now to be the highway is a good first step. But I really think, and again, I'm not going to be here forever. I'm going to get timed out one of these days. But you guys are going to need to take this the rest of the way to tie the 76, ultimately past the Kirbyville School. The other step, whether we get other geometric improvements on 76 or not, we need to do substantial effort for turn lanes at the middle school. And out of all that stretch of road, that's probably one of the easier spots to work with. It actually has two blocks of straight road together, and it has not the severe elevation changes. And so I think that is reasonable to believe that with the acquisition of some additional right-of-way and then dedicating some funds to that, that could be reasonable to get those acceleration lanes and deceleration lanes, turn lanes in place there. And I think it could significantly help the safety of people and buses. Because buses particularly, it doesn't matter if you pedal the metal, and it's going to take time to get going. And slowing down, same thing. So I see that as part of this issue. Plus the other thing is I think at this particular point in time, we need to address the Kirbyville needs. I just think that it's time that they get on the books somewhere. Now, we can talk about the Coon Creek Road being a piece of that, and I think that there is some reason to believe that improving that section of road for people that have to travel to and from work every day, or students that are using the Hollister School District past the Kirbyville School District, those are all big improvements. Those will be safety improvements and health. And I think that's a good strategy to get some federal dollars attracted here. But I think ultimately we do not need to lose sight of that piece from DB Highway to 76 past JJ. And then I see that as one issue, and then the turn lanes at the middle school is a totally different issue. And I could support those just basically on safety alone. So there's at least one board member's thoughts about that. So
question for you guys. What do you want? What do you want the terms of your number one priority that goes to, you know, if maybe it doesn't go all the way up in your build application? I'm just trying to figure out how you want it worded in terms of the length of it for the TAC. I mean, it doesn't have to match the matrix, but it doesn't have to match a build application. So if you could go big, and or you could do it in chunks. I mean, I just want to make sure that we're discussing the exact project you want to find its way to MoDOT.
Okay, I'm going to be the only one talking.
I have another question.
Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I think maybe there's some titling or some tags on this thing. We put phase one or initial phase or something like that, and then we describe. And I don't know that we're going to have exactly what you need this moment, Megan, other than the fact that that's the top priority. And Devin is going to have some type of a description of what that entails.
Okay.
And I think it